Welcome back to the Make Money Online Diaries. Look, I know I'm sat back in the chair, back in the kitchen. The whole purpose of this podcast was that I'm going to be on the school run, collecting the kids and then recording the podcast on the way. But it's the summer holidays. I don't have a school run. And I'm not just going to drive around to talk to you guys when I can do it actually in comfort and look at a camera for once. That's nice, isn't it? So, welcome back to the show. Welcome to, as well, the first interview that we are running as part of this new launch, this new podcast, whatever you want to call it. For those of you that don't know, my name's Des Hamilton. I took £200 and I turned it into over £100,000 in less than 3 years. And I didn't have investment. I didn't have a fancy network of friends that could throw money at me. I didn't have a wealth of e-commerce knowledge or even an experience in side hustles. I was working full time. I didn't quit my job, not for the first 2 years. I had a wife, I had four children. I was doing it all in my spare time and learning as I went. And here we are. We completed it. My wife and I have both quit our jobs now. We both run this game full time. I run a TikTok shop agency with my business partner, Luke. And together we are the fastest growing cap agency on the TikTok platform. I run podcasts. This is my second podcast that's charted in the top 12 in the entrepreneur category. I also run live events. I do. We are just about to launch live event number 3. We did one in Brighton, that sold out, 150 people. We did one in Manchester, that sold out, 150 people. The next one, 300 people. And we're better than Yorkshire. We're better than Leeds. Leeds is one of my favourite cities in the country, hands down. And we're going there, Friday the 3rd of October. Now, we're going to do a bigger podcast on this and laying out all that's in between. But what if I told you TikTok themselves are coming? Yeah. My third ever event, and I've got TikTok coming. Not just coming to show up, but coming to give a speech and tell you how to make money on TikTok Shop. We've also got Jack Dams, previously known as Jack's Amazon Club. He's going to be our keynote speaker. We've got Lucy McLeod, owner of Hair Syrup. Lucy is a great story, built a brand up, went to Dragon's Den, didn't get an investment, and then went and made millions of pounds anyway. We've got Robin Waite, business coach, pricing specialist, who's going to come and tell you how best you can be the best entrepreneur that you can be. We got Ben Camera, the guy that took a business idea, went across to the States, ended up getting funded millions of dollars by the Serena Williams Foundation. He's coming. We got Lydia Killian, who's going to talk you through mindset, confidence, manifestation, and all that good stuff. We've got so much going on. I'm going to pop the link down there in the deshamilton.co.uk website. Go and get your tickets. We'll see you in Leeds. Right, let's get back on with the show, shall we? So this is the first interview, and we're doing it with a TikTok shop affiliate. And we're not going to do one of these interviews, not straight away. This isn't me, where I'll go, oh, look at this person. They made £10,000 a month in their first month. Number one, because they don't exist. Number two, because it's waffle that is usually just clickbait to get people invested into whatever it is they're doing. No, this is a realistic podcast for realistic people. We are bringing Gemma in. Gemma started TikTok shop in October. We booked this interview, Gemma and I, and the week after we had booked it, between the booking and the actual interview, Gemma went viral for the very first time, proper viral. 1 million views and more sales and more money than she's ever made off one video ever. And she had grafted. The lows outweigh the highs. But this is an example of what resilience and determination and consistency can do. This is an example of what somebody who has got an awful lot on her shoulders, an awful lot of responsibilities, which include a job, which include a family, all of these things that Gemma's doing on the side, as well as throwing herself into this brand new hobby, brand new money-making venture, and then she stuck at it. We're talking 9 months in at this point, multiple posts a day. I'm going to let Gemma tell the story, but if you want a realistic version of what TikTok Shop is, or a realistic version of how someone can be successful in any side hustle, this is the one. I'm going to get to it now. She's a hell of a woman. Let's go talk to Gemma, shall we? Roll them. Gemma, welcome to the Make Money Online Diaries podcast. You're the first guest of this brand new show. You're the first guest I've had on any show for about 5 months. How you feeling?
Terrified or excited? I'm not too sure which one I am. Privileged, that's what I am.
I wanted to bring you on as the first one, genuinely, because I think you're the epitome of somebody that's trying to make money online. You have got a trajectory, whether you'd like to say it out loud or not, that will take you to the moon, whether that's in 6 months or a year, it doesn't matter. but I want to hear your story. So talk us through the steps you were at or the place you were at before you got going, and then what triggered you to make the jump?
Well, you, actually. I was one of your first... It's going to sound a little bit like I'm a stalker. I was one of your first followers when you did your 200 to 10 grand challenge.
100, please, 100.
Sorry, 100.
If it took me 2 years to make 10 grand, I'd be devastated.
100 grand, yeah, sorry. Apologies.
I'm joking.
And I was like, what's that? Because at the time, God, when was that now? 2 years, 3 years ago?
Late 2022, yeah.
Late 2022. So that was, I was coming out of a really crazy period after COVID with work and everything. And yeah, was absolutely on the bare bones of my bum, so to speak. And I thought, this sounds interesting. And I followed your journey. I tried to actually do it with you, so to speak, but I failed miserably.
Really? What with Amazon?
With Amazon, yeah. I couldn't get my head around it and get the concept of it all. I got the concept of it, but not, I just couldn't do it. It's one of those things.
Not for everyone.
So that's how I started to follow you, and I listened to your podcast and all of that sort of stuff, and your story, your journey was fascinating. And I suppose I watched with envy because I wanted that. I needed that. And then you did the post about TikTok, and I thought, do you know what? I reckon I could do that. I'll give that a whirl. And that's how it started.
Amazing.
So yeah, amazing. It's all your fault. Or all your credit, depending on which way the story finishes.
Yeah, that's true. Credit. So I started the challenge in 2022, finished it in 2024, and it was literally after that where I went, right, I'm changing everything, now we're going to TikTok. Was there a part of you that went, Jesus, this geezer's flighty, he's just made all of his money and now he's changing things?
Yeah, I was curious, but I was curious as to why you were switching, but also I knew a bit more about the beast that is Amazon from driving for them, so I can understand why you would maybe switch, or maybe you would look to move away in some way, shape or form.
So you joined the group, and it was in the school community at that point, wasn't it?
Yep.
What were first impressions? Do you remember where you were feeling when you did your first post? What was the product?
My first post was Nutrition Geeks, and I was terrified. Absolutely terrified. I was so far out of my comfort zone. You couldn't put a gauge on how far out of it I was. But at the same time, I was telling myself that I used to stand up in front of 1,000 people and talk about the ports that we were arriving into on the ships. So why on earth can I not talk to my camera, to nobody? Nobody's going to answer me back. Nobody's going to stand there with a question, and I don't have to think on my feet. Why can I not do this? So I told myself I can do it, and I kept doing it. And then we moved on to that Bloom challenge.
Go on, for the people that don't know. For the people that have either forgotten it or repressed a memory.
Yeah. Yeah, Bloom. That was a great challenge, though. So we had to what? We had to post 3 times a day for 2 months, every single day.
And Bloom's a super greens powder.
Bloom greens and superfoods. It's got 25 superfoods in it. It's great for energy digestion.
It was intense, wasn't it?
It was, but... I think if we hadn't have done that, I wouldn't be here now. Because that if you can do that, you can do anything. Because that's hard. The same product over and over and over again, whilst trying to learn a new skill, with life going on in the background. It's a completely different skill.
Yeah, it is.
One thing to make a nice Instagram post or a nice reel or TikTok, but it's a completely different beast to make a TikTok shop video.
Yeah. There's a difference between entertaining and compelling, isn't there?
Yeah. I stuck with it.
Yeah. No, great. And you're right. Posting 3 times a day on the same product is the best crash course. And it really sorts out the people that are serious from the people that aren't.
It is a crash course. That is for sure. That takes grit and determination to get through that continuously. And there's like, and all of the, but then the wonderful things was the community. So you had like, you had the products and what we had to do for the challenge cohort, so to speak. But then you also had school and like the community there, and then the training that we got and the analysis of our videos, you know, being trained by like Jenna and Ron, who at the time were like TikTok gods.
Celebrities, weren't they? Yeah.
Yeah. Now I would consider Jenna a friend, you know? Yeah. It was bonkers. It was fly by the seat of your pants. But it was incredible.
Yeah.
At the time.
It was a wild time. Luke and I understood that if we were going to do this school community and if we were going to train out TikTok shop, we were two guys that have been talking nonstop about Amazon for the last 2 years. We still had sponsorships from Amazon software providers, you know. And we said to Jack, right, we need people that can be the coaches that aren't me and Luke. And then when he said, right, I've got four for you, and said, there's Jenna and Chris and Gus and Ron, we're like, my God. And all of a sudden, it gave us instant credibility. And with that and Jack's unique ability to say to people, I want you to post three times a day on this one product and I'll see you in 3 months. No one else can do that.
No, he is unique. Inspiringly unique.
What was your first sale?
God, that's a good question. My first sale was not from Bloom. it was from Nutrition Geeks. I think I posted the whole of that 2 months and didn't make a sale on Bloom. Well, my first sale came from one of my first, the first 2 weeks when we first started with you guys and we were using the Nutrition Geeks products, and I made a sale with collagen.
Right.
And that was my first sale. And then I made a few sales pre-Christmas in December. And my biggest memory was my first sale on Alive. Now that was epic. I was so chuffed.
I tell you what, yeah, let's get into that. So at the moment, you're doing Nutrition Geeks and you're doing Bloom. So you're doing the products that were supplied to you.
Mm-hmm.
When did you first think, you know what, I think I can try something else? When did you first start looking elsewhere to get your products in?
Not until the January, ironically enough.
And okay, so we're what, 1, 2, 3 months in?
Mm-hmm. Because I was too, I'm rabbit in the headlights, I suppose. We had got to do Bloom, got to do Nutrition Geeks, and I didn't look outside of anything else. And then I saw somebody, not in our group, I was scrolling TikTok, and I saw somebody do a post on suitcases. And I thought, I've got that suitcase. I work in travel. I can do that because I already had the suitcase. So, and I'm like, part of my job is to travel out to the ship. So the next time I went to the airport, I filmed myself in the airport. It was the first time I'd filmed outside of my house or the park. And yeah, that was the first product that I stepped outside of my Bloom and Nutrition Geeks bubble with.
Do you remember how it felt doing something different like that?
Well, I felt like a real Wally in the airport. I'm not going to lie, but nobody cared. Nobody said anything. But I remember thinking that, you know, nobody's looking at me. Stood here talking about my suitcase in the middle of Bristol Airport. Everybody just walked around me as I'm walking along with my suitcase, putting it in all of the different like Wizz Air, EasyJet, Jet2. That felt good because that was partly my comfort zone.
Yeah. Like
18 years in travel, I felt comfortable, ironically enough, in the airport, whereas most people don't feel comfortable. It's a bit stressful in an airport. I don't have that feeling after all of these years. So actually, although I was doing something very much out of my comfort zone by filming myself, I was also in a really comfortable environment.
I'm away from home.
So that was the first thing I did. And then we'd already done, what did we do? Six Bloom lives was it we had to do? But then I did a travel live. I did the suitcases and I did, what else did I do? As she looks around her house at the things that I have. Suitcase covers. I sat there and I looked around my house at all the things I use when I travel, and I found them all on TikTok, and I did a travel live, and that changed how I felt about lives. And I started to make the first live I did, I clipped a video from it and I posted it, and it didn't go viral, but it but it started to make sales, and it still makes sales today. And it's the worst video ever because I'm not talking at the camera, but I'm talking through the suitcase. But it's, well, I suppose it's factual, and it shows you what the suitcase does.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
But it must have brought out a different side of you as well. And this is the thing with TikTok Shop, isn't it? There's that unspoken aspect of a person that when they believe in a product, it just shines through the camera.
Yeah.
And after talking about greens for the best part of 3 months, and here you are in an airport talking about travel, having been a travel person for the God knows how many years, it's just an unspoken thing that people must have looked at you and gone, that's it. That's somebody who's comfortable in that environment.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I was in my comfort zone with the product, absolutely. Out of my comfort zone for what I was doing, but at the same time, I didn't have those, you know, when people go live for the first time and you don't know what to say and you struggle with that. I didn't, because I just started talking about random travel stories.
Yeah, yeah.
When I got stuck, I would just think of a story from the ships and relay it and then get back into what I was actually doing, which was trying to sell a suitcase.
So you've now gone live with suitcases, and you're kind of evolving as a creator now. Did you get flash sales? Did you reach out to the brand?
No, none of that happened until way down the line. Again, I didn't think to reach out to the brand or ask anything like that. I didn't look wider. That's my fault. But again, it's this whole new world, and you don't know what you can and what you can't do. And it wasn't until somebody else said about asking for flash sales and things like that, and I was like, oh, why haven't I done that? I was just relying on the TikTok, you know, when they do deal drops and things like that, and working my way through them.
Yeah, but I think it's unfair to say it was your fault. You were in learning mode, weren't you?
Yes, absolutely. And I still think I'm in learning mode. I can't imagine a time where I'm not going to be in learning mode.
No, yeah, we're all in learning mode. I'm in learning mode. Yeah, people just give it the front a bit better than others. I love this about individualities in this game, is that we teach them A, B, C, D, but it's them as a person that determines whether they're successful or not. You said it yourself. There's a bit in you that went, you know what? I speak in front of 1,000 people many, many times every week. All I got to do is adapt that and put it into this. You know what? I work in travel. I'm going to find something that's travel related and I'm going to sell that. Your instinct is to shift into the things that you know you're good at. Did you consciously do that, or did you just find yourself falling into old patterns of doing things that you knew you did well?
I would say I probably consciously did it, because it's such a roller coaster. That's the other thing.
Like, yeah,
the roller coaster of the motivation to do it, why you're doing it, the belief in yourself, that you're constantly on, like, it feels like you're on a hamster wheel fighting the tide, that's what we would say on the ship, you know, and it's like an ebb and flow. So to find something that I could talk about comfortably, but at the same time still push myself forward.
One of the things that we often find is that there are often lows that you can never predict coming from person to person that comes out of the back of learning about this and people finding just how resilient they are. Talk us through your first 3 months.
I've almost kind of blocked that part out of my recollection, in all fairness.
Oh, I'm sorry if I...
No. It's like I try not to focus on those sort of things. I'm very good at blocking it out.
Yeah. I think this is a sign of just how resilient you are, though, Jen. Do you know how many people to quit?
Well, no, this is true. I think also Do you know what? That is probably part of it, was also watching people leave and not finish the challenges, like to get through the bloom and the hand cure stage, and just the pure determination that I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to be that person. I was really lucky in the fact that I found 4 friends in TikTok in the community really quickly. Zoe being one of them. Ash, Stuart, and Gavin. And we we stuck with each other and supported each other through all the highs and the lows. And we all went through different highs and different lows at different times, but we had us, we were all together in it. Like Zoe was doing hand cure. Me and Stuart and Gavin were doing Bloom. Ash was doing hand cure as well. Like it was really, I mean, that friendship, that little group, like we've been friends now for what? Is it nine months now?
Months, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're awesome. You know, they're absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
We've still got our WhatsApp chat now, you know, sending each other messages and what's going on and who's doing what. They were the biggest, I think if I hadn't have stumbled into their or our friendship circle as it is, I probably would have struggled a lot more if I'd been solo. But that's the whole idea of a community though, isn't it?
Exactly right. We saw so many little friendships get formed from people all over the country that would have never ever have met and who had this one thing in common. But when you realize that one thing in common is actually character traits that bring people closer together, you go, yeah, it's TikTok shop. But what it actually, again, it comes to this resilience, this determination, this support network.
And
I talk about this all the time. There are people that say, what are you doing on TikTok? And they sneer. And it's a stranger who could be in Scotland, like Stuart, who believes in you more than the person who is closest
Absolutely.
To you.
That's it. I told no one. I didn't tell my parents. I didn't tell my sister. I didn't tell my husband for the first 6 weeks. Imagine trying to do 3 posts a day on Bloom and not telling the person that you live with what on earth you're doing. And then one of my friends saw my post and she asked what I was doing. And I told her and she just went, oh, okay. Like there was nothing. And I kind of expected there to be a bit more, but they were like, yeah, okay, so what are you doing? When are you going to do this, and you know, just ordinary everyday stuff. And I was like, but I'm doing TikTok. And they were just like, yeah, and?
Wow.
And,
but it's such a big part of your life though, isn't it? But
so if it wasn't for them, like literally, and I still haven't met Stu, I haven't met Ash, I haven't met Zoe, and I haven't met Gav.
Wow.
I haven't met any of them actually physically in person.
So yeah, go back. Talk us through what happened with your leg and the lows that you went through those first few months.
So my leg's a bit of a saga really. So I snapped my right ACL when I was 23 in a skiing accident. And then when I had it reconstructed. And then when I was 40, well, I decided to lose my left ACL. And I hurt my right knee and ended up having to put my, like, big, it's a huge brace. You've probably seen it.
I remember it. Looked like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And so I couldn't do the videos. Well, I could do the videos, but I wasn't, like, I couldn't be animated. I was struggling to walk. And it got better. And then on Boxing Day, I was out walking the dogs and I put one foot in front of the other and the pain in my knee was wild. It was horrific and I'd done nothing. Like, I could understand if I'd fallen over. I couldn't even make it into a good story. I'd come on leaps and bounds in my TikTok journey. I felt like I was like moving forward and all of a sudden I was fully grounded and I couldn't go anywhere or do anything. Like I was, you know, shuffling up the stairs on my bum, like awful.
And you were still posting 3 times a day?
Still posting, yeah. Still posting. Keep posting. Never stop posting. Might be boring, might not go anywhere, but keep doing it. Yeah, because that was the only thing I could, like, I had control over that, I suppose. I had no control over my knee. I couldn't fix what was wrong. I didn't know what was wrong. But TikTok I had control over. I could still do that. And I was all, by this stage, I was starting to go live.
Yeah, and I remember scrolling, and you're doing a suitcase live with this giant knee brace on.
Yeah.
And we're like, there she is. That is the girl. She's going to be, you get through that, nothing else matters. Hey! All right, we'll pause it there. We're going to go part one. Part two will be next week. And we're going to kick on so you can see exactly how Gemma has grown through that journey. We've talked an awful lot about the resilience and the things that Gemma's got going on. But of course, we're going to talk about all of the good stuff, the changes that TikTok Shop puts in you that isn't just necessarily money-based. It's fascinating. This is what we do as an agency at Affiliation. And this podcast isn't an advert for Affiliation. This podcast is a genuine diary showing you how people make money online from nothing. And that's exactly what we're doing. Gemma is a prime example of that. And if you're feeling like you're struggling, or if you're feeling like, you know what, I want to get into TikTok Shop, it's this awareness that you need to have. It's this level of eyes open that you need to walk into, going, you know what? Yeah, it's going to take 9 months, a year of my life. You can't change your life unless you change the way you live your life, your mindset. If you're struggling and you're thinking, I need to make money online, think about the things that you've done that's got you to this place. Some of it might be your fault. Some of it isn't. In fact, most of it isn't. You're a victim of circumstances in this environment, in this world, in this economy in 2025. But in order to get out of that, you need to change everything. And I don't care how old you are. It's never too late to start. That's what we at Affiliation will help you with. The nuts and bolts of how to do it, yeah, that's great. But it's also the mindset up there. That's what we're most proud of. So come and see what we're all about. We're free, for God's sake. We will take you from nothing through to enough, where you can actually get a bit more comfortable in your day-to-day living. Anyway, that would do. Listen, in the links, there's more about the live events where we'll have a bunch of people like this, including TikTok themselves. Hello. And I'll see you next time. I might be in the car. I might not be. Who knows? But we will have Gemma back for part two. Tell your friends, by the way. Keep sharing the podcast. It's growing and growing and growing. We're doing some lovely things on here. And I want to show you guys what it really, really means to make money online. Laters.